Many developments on the recent leaks about U.S. government surveillance programs this week, and many, let's be blunt, reductive observations about the leaker.
Edward Snowden, an American hero or government nuisance for leaking those classified NSA documents. Let's put him through the spin cycle.
The spin cycle rotates irrespective of the value of Snowden's information. I mean, we don't know, despite the claims of intelligence officials, whether he endangered our national security. We may never know. We still don't know the impact of Army Private Bradley Manning's WikiLeaks leaks 3 years ago, a huge document dump that revealed much about the inner workings of the State Department. Manning's trial just began this week, but we passed judgment long ago on his character, his vulnerabilities, his angst. Now Snowden's inner life is, as Manning's was, endlessly evaluated. And whatever your opinion of Snowden, assume it's determined in large part by your view of what he did and where you stand on far bigger issues than his personality quirks. For example, the terrorist threat, the right to privacy, the nature of American democracy. For Congressman Ron Paul,
to tell the American people the truth is a heroic effort.
And the Government Accountability Project's Kathleen McClellan,
it's very courageous in this climate for anybody to consider making a whistleblowing disclosure.
As for Fox News contributor Andrew Napolitano,
I would describe this man as an American hero.
But House Majority Leader John Boehner says,
he's a traitor, and it's a giant violation of the law.
That's seconded by CNN's Jeffrey Toobin.
Every 29-year-old who doesn't agree with what the government is doing doesn't get permission to break the law, damage national security, and then run off to China.
And squared by retired Colonel Ralph Peters.
And oh, by the way, for treason, as in the case of Bradley Manning or Edward Snowden, you bring back the death penalty.
The corollary to the hero-traitor narrative is that of the weirdo misfit. You can catch a whiff of that in this remark by Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski.
Why does a kid who couldn't make it through a community college can make $200,000 a year and be exposed to some of our most significant secrets?
Snowden said it was $200,000. It's really about $120,000. You can decide the significance of that. But he didn't finish college. David Brooks wrote in the New York Times that Snowden is one of the, quote, growing share of young men in their 20s who are living technological existences in the fuzzy land between their childhood institutions and adult family commitments. Richard Cohen wrote in the Washington Post that, quote, everything about Edward Snowden is ridiculously cinematic. He is not paranoid. He is merely narcissistic. Of course, neither man has ever met him.
I'm no different from anybody else. I don't have special skills.
Edward Snowden. If his impact on national security is unknown, so too is his impact on how we define ourselves as Americans. But it's worth asking.
I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
I am neither traitor nor hero. I'm an American, said Snowden, as he was reportedly showing the South China Morning Post documents that revealed widespread NSA hacking in Hong Kong and mainland China. He said, the reality is that I have acted at great personal risk to help the public of the world, regardless of whether that public is American, European, or Asian. A big talking point in the last presidential election was American exceptionalism, the explicit idea, steeped in the implicit assumption of moral superiority, that America is special, that it has a special mission in the world. Newt Gingrich explains.
The fact is, what makes American exceptionalism different is that we are the only people I know of in history to say power comes directly from God to each one of you. You are personally sovereign. So you're always a citizen. You are never a subject.
Perhaps Snowden is an American exceptionalist. He says he's just a regular guy, but salt of the earth humility is part of the exceptionalist proposition. A Pew poll released Monday found that 56% saw tracking of millions of Americans as an acceptable tool against terrorism. But a CBS poll released Tuesday found that only 38% approved of collecting the data of, quote, ordinary Americans, the word ordinary seems to have made an 18% difference. Millions could be anyone, but ordinary is definitely us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.